This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Why were they not what? Why am I not allowed? Or why are they not available?
Yeah, you said they were not available.
They just weren't there. They just weren't there. I mean, Pat said that they were like, and it might be true. I mean, I know this has happened before. They may have started the game, and once they were out, they were gone. They may have just left.
But they had other commitments?
Elvis has, Shawn Michaels has left the building, and they might have just been gone. Which, I mean, you know, it is what it is. They say, wait, you can't be mad at Major League Baseball. BS can't be mad at Major League Baseball. You want stars to be stars. Are you allowed to let them leave? Are they allowed to leave early? Allowed to clock out and go?
Wait, you're telling me they
it
weren't,
is an all-star
they
game.
Were no
it's, a,
longer,
it's an exhibition.
They were no longer in the dugout?
Apparently, that's what it...
Were they in the building?
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was one of those deals where, you know, they got to get... They got an abbreviated all-star break, right? They want to get their amount of time. They've got to get on the road and get to the next city. The New York Yankees, who Aaron Judge plays for, resume the regular season on Friday in Atlanta.
Sean Marash,
the city they're currently in.
Sean Marash says, Fox not wanting to tell the audience that Aaron Judge and Ohtani are two of many who aren't even in the stadium anymore right now is funny. Yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah, they ain't there. They're gone.
They did show Scooble came back out after his shower. Now he's a pitcher.
Mm-hmm.
So they showed him back out in the street clothes watching everything go on.
Okay, I feel like if it were true,
Shania
and again, it's tough because we don't
clothes.
Know necessarily how true it is because we're just using second hand. Are you guys having a different conversation?
God, here we go. I knew I could tell. I could already see it. All
you
right,
could tell you were going to interrupt two times? Okay, so... I think we could kind of use an investigation here to figure out if indeed, you know, they're still in the building. If we have any kind of evidence, is there any social media? Because I think that would be kind of disrespectful to the game. No, the All-Star Classic, the Midsummer Classic, the All-Star Game is one of the fabled parts of Americana.
Isn't a swing off disrespectful to the game already in itself?
Well, so this is the second year it's been available, right?
Yeah, It's the first time we've seen it.
Yeah, it's the first time we've seen it, but it was instituted a year ago. But I honestly, I mean, what? The game ended up going 3 hours and...
I don't know. It was late. I didn't see this live.
Yeah.
I watched it this morning. It was 10 minutes. Like, the video that's out is the full thing, and it's 10, almost 11 minutes long. It is cool. They interview the guys, like... Schwarber, right before he goes up, he gets interviewed, and then he walks up to the plate and he gets his three swings. And they, you know, they obviously look at a couple pitches because it's not only are they swinging, they're swinging against. This is not the home run derby where it's your dad throwing you pitches. This is a guy from a different team.
Well, both teams are out of pitchers anyway, right?
Right. These were bench coaches or bullpen coaches. The Dodgers coach, I don't know what he coaches, but he was in a Dodgers uniform. I would assume bullpen coach. was throwing the session.
Yeah. So I don't know. It was certainly a different way to go about things. That's for sure.
Well, what's the other?
I'm trying to look at the play by play of the swing off. There's no like box score of a swing off. Oh, yeah. Is there?
No, I didn't see a box score, and they even mentioned that in the broadcast when I was watching it back. They were saying, you know, like obviously Schwarber's the MVP and he's done something, but it doesn't count in a box. Like he didn't get credit for those home runs because they weren't part of the All-Star game.
Yeah, that's why. And when you said, like, are we messing too much with it? It's like it's already been messed with. At one time you tried to count the thing. So it's like, who cares? Who cares now? So just put a box score up of what they did in the swing off and move on. Like, I don't know why you have to have it 6-6 and it does. Well, this doesn't count. It's like, no. And by the way, the whole sanctifying the All-Star game, you guys got to remember the All-Star game was born during the Great Depression to get gate receipts. It wasn't like it was there as this great big. Yeah, there's great players involved in it. Yeah, for the love of God. Yeah, like it's not the biggest thing in the world. It's the last one worth playing. I'll grant you that of the All-Star games. Well, you know what? I take that back. Let's see how hockey does with that new format. But
yeah, but of the big three that actually gets huge. You know, ratings still relative to everything else. I mean, these are the three we've always compared. The Pro Bowl's gone. You know,
it's the closest
we've said once
to the regular
all,
season product.
You know, when I was young, all three of these things had major viewership. So it's pretty incredible how different it is. We were talking yesterday on the phone, Kenny and I, and how the NBA, once you pass $70 million thresholds, I mean, the guys are now officially way too valuable to the teams that I'm surprised they even let the guys play any kind of basketball outside of games at all going forward. I'm surprised the Olympics even will still have NBA players down the road because we just saw guys in the playoffs suffer devastating injuries that kills their whole following year.
Well, that's why I want to see how this this international style of the NBA All-Star game is going to go. Like obviously it worked for hockey. I mean, that was pretty interesting. I want to see if the international game brings anything to it, but it. If you're going to play the international style of All-Star games, do some of these guys need to be in the Olympics as badly as what we might want them to be in the Olympics? If we're going to be competitive about it, if we're going to have competition over the whole thing. So I don't know. I think it's kind of a silly way to end a game, but at the same time, I saw John Kruk put on the batter's helmet and get in the other batter's box. Like, let's not act like we are at the Sistine Chapel over here. I mean, this is an All-Star game that's based on entertainment and ratings and all that other stuff. It's not, to me, it's not as big a deal. I thought it was funny that Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani weren't there at the end of the game, and Fox didn't want to tell anybody that they weren't there after the game because I think that, or during the game, at the end of the game, because I think a lot of people probably would have had controversial takes about that or thought it was controversial. Well, go ahead.
I don't even know that they could have taken the swings anyway. They were no longer in the lineup.
Well, does it matter, or do you have to have...
Yeah, what are the rules?
Well, I don't know what the rules are.
I think you had to be in the lineup.
I mean, can't they just make it up as they go?
I agree. It's all stupid anyway. I mean, they should let Stephen Kwan score the tying run. He should be able to walk into the stands and pick three people and be like, you represent us.
They should have just said... Their uniforms are already in the laundry, guys. I can't pull them out. They're soaking right now. I can't do it.
In the bat buck naked?
Like, yeah. Well, no, they're in their street clothes. I can't pull them out there. You could.
You can hit home runs in street clothes.
You can hit home runs in street clothes, I suppose. Now, is this something you'd want to do in the regular season at all?
No. And I don't think the regular season you even need. Obviously, I know every time we talk about this, people are still irate that we have ghost runners to begin with. But I do think, like, baseball, you know, evolved to such a point with not only the pitch clock, but I think fans, by and large, have spoken. I get not the gatekeeping diehards, but as a whole, baseball fans are flocking to the ballpark more. They're watching more. The national rating has gone up. And I think you have to give baseball credit for speeding up things. It was, you know, interminable for a long time, and we just accepted it. And finally, you know, network execs were like, we're noticing the drop-offs. The numbers are pretty substantial. How people are not following our sport the longer the game goes. We already have 162. You know, what do we do in basketball? All we do in basketball is talk about shortening the season. But That's 82 games. This is 162.
There is.
And when the games are going, especially it was New York, Boston, games are going 4 hours. Like, baseball listened to the fans. They might not have listened to the diehards, but the diehards weren't going anywhere. They were going to watch sport regardless.
Yeah, that's another thing, is that there's a lot of people who are hardcore into the game, and they're still hardcore into the game. As far as the rule change when it came to like the second run or the runner at second base, you know, I was against that at first, but like anything, you know, you lighten up towards it and you kind of see the benefits of what that was. And the benefits of what that was is that, yeah, you get the games in quicker. You know, I go back, when did the Guardians had the first, when they were the Indians, they had the 14 game winning streak, right? And they played that 20 or that 18 inning game or 17 inning game against Toronto. Because I remember I was
before
on,
all that.
Yeah,
that
I was on vacation, and Lima had the take when we came back. Yeah. Did Terry Francona really? What was it? Did he really want to win that game, or did he really want to? Would he really want to win that game and go deep into the bullpen to win that game?
They had to make. They had to make roster moves.
Yeah,
after
yes.
that game.
In the grand scheme of things, it makes it easier for a manager, and it makes it easier for an organization. Just be like, all right, let's put the runner out there at second and let's see what we can and let's get everybody home here. All right. And then plus, I have to say, I think there has been an uptick in attendance and viewership, just because you know you're going to see it. You feel anymore you're going to see a climax. Like, you're going to, like, there's no, technically, there's a pitch clock, but there's no clock on it. There's no hard ending to a game. You know, that it's still there where the tying run is always on the bench somewhere. You just always have to get a hit. The winning run's always on the bench somewhere. You always have to get a hit no matter how many you're down. So that part of the game is still there. In terms of just the regular fan, all right, the regular fan goes to the ballpark now. They think they're going to get to see a game in a reasonable amount of time, and then they're going to be able to leave. Which, in a football game, you're going to see a start, and hopefully your team's not getting the brakes beat off them. You're going to see an ending. In the NBA, same thing. You're going to see an ending. In other sports, obviously. In baseball, it was always, well, you know, we'll get to the seventh inning, and then, you know, Johnny's got school in the morning, and, you know, the kid has got to go to bed, and all this other stuff, and I think it did take a little bit away from the game, because, and it wasn't, I don't think, you know, we got this mixed up where you try to have your cake and you eat it, too. People say the game's just fine. The game was just fine. It's that you had to mix in a lot of other things in it, because to make money, you have to have commercials. To make commercials, you have to have breaks to put in those commercials, and you were putting that in there. And then there was the whole walking out of the box where it's like, yeah, man, like, if you go back and you look in the annals of history, I'm willing to bet there was a hell of a lot more guys staying in the box and getting ready to hit than there was by the time they made the rule change where we're fixing our gloves and fixing our elbow pads and fixing our leg pads and all that stuff that you didn't have before back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
I just also think that, you know, our attention spans have clearly changed. They've measured this in every way, shape, or form. And let's be honest, in 1912, you weren't sitting in a ballpark having every single thing that's ever been created on the internet at your disposal to look away from the game. The game was actually more important and more interesting than anything in your life. Now, there are a million things more interesting than what's going on the baseball field that is on your phone at any point. Like, we just don't have the attention span.
But I think that because the game is faster moving, it's taken away from the time to check out, okay, what's going on, and check out your phone.
I agree.
The only time I've looked at my phone during a baseball game over the last couple of years since the pitching clock has been installed is to look at another score. If there's, like, I remember there was, I was at a game, it was like right at the beginning of college football season, and there were a couple of scores I was checking on during a game, so you would check on it between innings. But other than that, like, I wasn't sitting there watching Gamecast or anything like that. I was watching a baseball game because the baseball game is going quick enough. Russ in Euclid. Russ, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Russ.
I will tell you, I have watched every All-Star game since Ray Fosse got planted into the ground by Pete Rose.
What a first one to watch. Good God.
Congratulations on all your success.
Go ahead, Russ.
And this was the best one that I've seen.
Wow.
Kwani comes up and does Kwani stuff to tie the ball game up. And then they get rid of the tie game. And now every year I might have to root for a tie because this home run off, even though the guy at the very end, I think he was already halfway in the dugout, if not halfway in the bag, for the American League.
Ooh.
Reckless speculation.
Dude, it was brilliant. I loved it. sure we would have liked this, but of course it had to be Schwarber so I could have flashbacks to 2016. But it was great. Just great.
He has one of the weirdest careers. Russ, I'm glad you enjoyed it, and thank you very much for the call. I wonder if a lot of other people are going to agree. I know we like to bag on things when they first happen.
Well, I'm open to it.
If Russ has watched that much baseball, which I have no reason not to believe Russ, and he's saying it's the best one, it's like, all right.
Without so the product's working. It was a gimmick. I'm looking at it. I love to go to the New York Post just to see what the headline would be. It says, Homer, happy ending, funky swing-off gimmick, just what the All-Star game needed. It is a gimmick. I mean, it's the epitome of a gimmick. But did it work? I can sense that there are probably some people very uneasy about something like this. But did it work?
I
kind of feels like it did.
I would assume that it did. I mean, if you got the first call, 17 minutes talking about it.
Yeah. Were we going to talk about it if they just played? If they played it through,
we would not have. Yeah,
the 11th.
We would have just gotten into the minutiae of the game and whether or not it needs to stay, and then we would have talked about whether or not to do my QB tiers tomorrow.
It did it.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber's had a weird career, hasn't he?
It's
like he was almost out of baseball, and then he's been an All-Star like three of the last 5 years.
And it's crazy to think it's been 2016 season. 9 years since that World Series where Guardians fans, Indians fans, then Indians fans left that week going, enough. I never want to hear about this guy again.
It's not Rick Ankiel. It's not Josh Hamilton. Obviously different reasons, but I'm like, man, this is what a career this guy has had. He's seen the very best, he's seen the very worst.
I want something that brings people together, that speaks to the scale of our ambitions as a city. If you look at the best waterfronts in this country, they are year-round destinations.
That's Justin Bibb on News Channel 5. More on that coming up in moments. Also, new Browns helmet. Some people are saying today it's probably going to be what, like next week or something?
Wait a whole other week?
There's a new Browns, an alternative Browns helmet, a third man in.
Are you still working on it?
I don't know.
Does the brown need to be browner?
Well, the rumors are out.
We've done that before.
The rumors are out. Which somebody was showing me. Well, I don't want to go shoot my mouth off about my opinion of the helmet. And then
was
that
it gunmetal gray?
No. That was not a shoot my mouth off. I saw what I saw. I know what I saw. Don't act like I saw Bigfoot and you're like, okay, Ken, glug, glug, glug. I know what I saw. And it was an awesome uniform. It would have been way better than the ones they picked out. Taylor Gabriel's still trying to get out from the cloak.
It was big.
It was awesome.
What do you want from him?
Not the cloak, the same, the gunmetal gray jersey I saw. Should I withhold the opinion just in case the one that's bouncing around the internet is the one and we're like, okay, well.
I don't even know what's bouncing around the internet.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
Oh, it's a brown helmet.
Is it just monochromatic?
What is it? It's matte.
Matt.
This thing I'm seeing, but it's popping around the internet, so I don't know if it's a real one or not. I mean, there was plenty of things we saw around the internet, so I guess we'll find out next week. I thought it might be. I swear to God, someone's like, "Well, it's brown." I go, "Well, is it like brown with numbers on the sides of it or anything like that?" But not that I know of. I have no idea. I don't know. Those things, it's like, do I need to know beforehand? Is it something that needs to be done? No. Okay. Because it's like when it gets exposed, when it gets put out there, it gets put out there, and we'll discuss it next week. No big deal. But Justin Bibb, the reason we played that, he was talking to Michelle Jarboe from News 5 about the lakefront here, where there's been a lot of conversation going on. And apparently, before we get to the other clips here, the Browns offered to tear the stadium down, is my understanding here, Anthony. And that the Browns may have rebuffed, the city may have rebuffed the Browns on that or did not give an answer to that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The stadium teardown.
I remember Daryl Ryder like 2 months ago.
Yes.
And I had heard some other things behind the scenes in the business community, but Daryl had gone on the air. This wasn't like a behind the scenes thing. Daryl had gone on the air and said that there was an offer of some sort, but
to tear the stadium down.
But my obvious question is, okay, what are the strings attached? Why would the Browns just be offering a magnanimous spectacle? Here you go. Here's a bunch of free money to tear it down, and then we're done with this once and for all. Like, no, I mean, if they were paying to have it ripped down, they probably wanted some rights to be able to develop that.
Yeah. Well,
stands to reason, right?
It would probably stand to reason. That's true. But you know, the report that I'm seeing from the Galax on 8 is that, well, they didn't really reciprocate, and they kind of felt like they were froze out in so many ways. Which I wondered, the only reason I could give, like, you're not going to turn down free money to start plans. The only thought I could give, and I want to hear some more of this from News 5, but the only thought I could give was that maybe they are not willing to say publicly, like, the Browns are gone from downtown just yet. So I don't. Maybe this will clear something up. Here is him being asked by Michelle Jarboe if he's accepted that the Browns are gone from the city.
Does that mean that you've conceded that the Browns are really gone?
I'm being pragmatic and crystal-eyed about the path ahead.
So he had brought up in another interview about where he had just kind of was like, we need to move on. And people were like, well, he's accepted it. And then there were a bunch of people going, he's not accepted anything. And this might have not been heard the right way. And it's like, well, no, he's...
No, I mean, you just heard it there. And in the statement they put out, I mean, he makes reference to them... the team moving their physical stadium presence. So, he's seems like pretty obvious that the mayor has concluded that this thing is over.
So here's the development talks that have gone on with the city and others who might have tried before. Go ahead.
There have been previous mayors who have tried to make all of this a legacy project.
Absolutely.
And we're standing in a parking
lot. Yeah, exactly. And we are. I mean, it's a surface parking lot. But the fact that we created this near-term, short-term demonstration of what's possible, I think speaks to how quickly this administration wants to see progress and results.
So that's Justin Bibb. I mean, it keeps going back. Like, we keep finding new information, and I keep going to the same conclusion on all this. Is that I don't think the city really wanted the Browns to have a stadium downtown, but they don't. Nobody wants to be known as the people who let the Browns leave downtown, because there is a lot of contingency to that, in that they want to develop something that would probably be used more often, used for permanent residences and permanent businesses and things of that nature, that they would rather use for that land other than just a football stadium that they've really not taken advantage of here over the last how many years. I mean, there was a time, it wasn't until people started raising hell, and that was back in the early days of the station. I mean, you're talking 2011 through 2013 where people started going, you know, you don't do anything in that stadium other than play football. Like, you've had a monster truck rally here and there, and that's it. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, well, I guess we can use the stadium for more than just that. And then they kind of spice it up a little bit, and there's usually been a couple of summer concerts here and there during time, but you're still not using it that much. And I think that Justin Bibbs is trying to walk a fine line here between not wanting to be the guy to let the Browns leave downtown, but also wanting to be the guy to move forward and try to develop something on the lakefront. Because I found this from a guy named Nick Castell, who have we had on the station before?
Yeah, okay. We've had him on.
Okay. Nick Castell is from Signal and wrote, Cleveland is putting out a call for developers interested in remaking 50 lakefront acres, including Brown Stadium. Requests for developers say the city does not, quote, assume that a stadium will be present on the site past 2029. So it's like they're already getting ready, even though that the Browns have been taking a court and there's people putting the blocks on it, what they can use and how they can leave. But this story is like, hey, man, I can pay attention to the people who are kind of like me, full of bluster, getting behind a microphone, shouting things from the rooftops about God knows what. But I mean, I got a guy like Nick Castell. He's writing it here. And I mean, this is playing right here. This is business. This is what moves. I mean, I can put on a tie and stand there and have a Mr. Carmen placard in front of me and start pointing at everybody and yelling about the stuff. But that ain't going to matter, because this is where the real money's going here, Tony.
Well, we said when this was originally, how many years ago was it? Was it a year and a half ago or whatever, that we had started to hear more of the rumblings, which means they had been working on it long before that. And really, Bibb came in 2022 is when he won his election. So I don't necessarily understand blaming Bibb in this case. I mean, we can just blame Cleveland lawmakers and Cleveland politicians and Cuyahoga County
blame
politicians.
Blame them for what? Blame
them for what? For the team moving. I mean, there was nothing that in 2022, the Browns probably had their mind made up, right, about how they were going to go about this, that their time frame when the lease was up, it was too late to really bring in Burke Lakefront Airport at that point. And so
it's my opinion that he assumed office with a plan to move forward without the Browns on the lakefront.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I said at the time when we first got into all these debates, like, yeah, it'd be nice to have the Browns downtown. It'd be nice to have either a retractable roof, nice to have a dome, whatever. But we were looking at the available areas, and it just didn't seem feasible. So the next best thing to me, Kenny, was always going to be, hey, the Browns move out of downtown, but not that far away. Okay, check. Stay in the county, check. Mm-hmm. And B, and this is important, get that stadium out of there so that they could develop the lakefront, since Burke Lakefront was going to take far too long. How is this not the best of all worlds? We could sit here and play a blame game and go after politicians or go after the Haslams. But in the end, of all the actual fruitful conversations we can have and the best outcomes, is this not as close we were going to get to something where the Browns weren't going to have to move for 4 years in an awkward time frame? Like, hey, they're going to go down to Akron or go down to the Hall of Fame or go down to Columbus for a few years. Like, they're going to play these final seasons here. They're going to move. We're going to bulldoze the stadium. We're going to have real lakefront development.
We're hoping.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And then the stadium stays in the county. How is, of all the, like, all the blaming and people getting in front of microphones and grandstanding, like, in the end, isn't this kind of the best alternative?
I think in the end, this is kind of what, quietly, this is probably what obviously the Browns want, and obviously what the city hall wants. And they're going to let people kick and scream and yell, and then they're going to try to pick up the pieces the best they can. The politicos who are probably going to run for other offices. I can't imagine that Justin Bibb intends on being the mayor of Cleveland for the rest of his life. And there's other people that obviously want to assume the mayoral position in the city of Cleveland, and he wants to move on to other things. And I'm sure that there's not a lot of people who want to sit there and have that on them being used in campaigns against them. So they have to grandstand and say these things, even though it is my belief that this is really what they've wanted all along. Boy, as the story has unfolded, I have found a lot of people, they have had the wind taken out of their sails as fans. There's a lot of just, you know what, I'm already, like, it's like Browns vacation for some. And I'm like, hey, man, I know that's a big, it's a big mess up, man. That's a big, big, big mess up, and he ain't signed, and I don't know what his future is. I mean, good God, that's the report that's written. He'll have his day in court, and I know that I'm not going to sit there and cast aspersions, but my God, it don't look like it's good. I mean, these people don't get the cops called on them for, you would hope for no reason, my God, but you would also hope that this isn't plausible or it happened just because it's just terrible. And I think there's a lot of folks who are going, you know, we lost Nick Chubb, but we have this Ohio State guy. Where, man, I'm seeing some people online, Tone, they're in their feelings right now. You know, I think they don't know who to blame. Where it's like, well, you blame him for putting himself in that spot, but you got to see how the court decides it here. So you can't even do that, and they want to blame the Browns, and, well, there was no previous history of that. I don't know what Trevion Henderson is doing right now, but I don't think any, like, there was a, I thought there was going to be a conversation at some point.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, did we get the better running back? Did we not get the better running back? You know, which one won? Because at the very beginning, you remember, And it was like preseason. They played the Giants years ago. Nick Chubb was wearing number 31 at the time. This is preseason. And he just couldn't find the hole. Just couldn't do it. And people were freaking out in that preseason game. Because it was like him and Sony Michel. And we got the guy with the knee injury. We got the guy who's got the miles. We got the guy who can't. We got another Trent Richardson here. I mean, guys, you don't want to admit that was the show that Monday. That was the show. We got it. We got the Trent Richardson again, and Seattle or whoever. I think it was Seattle who took Sony Michel. It was New England who took Sony Michel. Thank you. New England took Sony Michel. It's Belichick. It's going to work out for them, and here we are again. And obviously, Nick Chubb's gone on to a tremendous amount of success, and will probably be in the Bronze Ring of Honor someday. And Sony Michel, I really can't really tell you what Sony Michel did. But this, I thought we were going to have ourselves an Ohio State running back conversation of Trevion Henderson or Quinshon Judkins. Well, now, I mean, I got a guy who's not even going to be available to me. And man, it seems like a downtrodden fan base right now. They have very, very, very little to get excited about here, Tony.
You want good news. And, you know, hey, the whole mini camp and OTAs, like, that's only going to be good news because you're just going to be seeing guys go through the motions in practice, and you're going to hear good things from coaches alike. So that was nice, but you knew none of that was real.
Yeah.
Like, you weren't going to be able to truly evaluate, especially as a fan. It wasn't like fans got to go. You would just see, you know, like 20 seconds of highlight videos and a couple of throws. The real good news you were hoping would come once training camp starts, and you're just like, can we get to training camp? Can we bridge the gap from the draft to the OTAs and the rookie mini camps to actual training camp to where then, all right, now you're going to actually get reporters, even though by and large, most reporters are pretty positive at that time, but you just want good news. What's the good news? And a helmet release, probably not going to be enough to truly stem the tide here, because this Judkins thing's a national story.
I was this way before. I'm just going to bury myself in the quarterback competition. I'm going to bury myself in the offensive line and defensive line like I like to do. And I'll let you guys all worry about the wide receivers, even though I don't think there's anything really to worry about. I mean, you're in a tough spot anyway, so you might as well just accept you're in a tough spot there in that position. I know I'm in a tough spot now with the running backs. We'll see what Dylan Sampson can do. I think it puts Jerome Ford in a bad spot. I don't know what you can pick off when it comes to the scrap heap there. Is John Kelly on the roster in the preseason again? He is all-time Browns preseason roster. There's not much that you can really do there. So I'm going to just bury myself in the quarterback race and see what comes of it. Because eventually, yeah, I think that as of right now, the days go by as they get closer to training camp, but it's still the same. You got two first-round picks. Next year, you're looking at rookie quarterbacks next year. And we'll see if anybody changes that. We'll see if Shador can change that. Or Dylan Gabriel. Joe Flacco isn't going to change that because he's 40 years old. Or Kenny Pickett could change that. Like, I'm just going to bury myself in the quarterback competition. And this is part of the reason why I think that it makes it more important that Joe Flacco starts the season for this football team, just so they start the season with something stable. Unless one of the other three guys goes out there and does such an exceptional job and that they have the trust of that. But we've talked about that before, and we can again, and I'm sure we will, about the conversations that Kevin Stefanski needs to have before he starts any one of the other three. Because the guy who has the respect of the locker room, who's done it before, is Joe Flacco, the 40-year-old guy. So you would put Flacco out there first, and then you see what comes of the season.
As part of you, do you catch yourself going, all right, now thank God they took two running backs in this draft.
Yes, yes.
And I know, you know, Samson's 126. He's somebody they took in the fourth round. And obviously, this is Ohio State. This Ohio State area, big time, and everybody saw Judkins the previous year. And regardless of what you felt about either him or Trevion Henderson, you thought either one you should be pretty good with. All right, they took Judkins. Then they take Samson a little bit later, and I know at the time it's like, man, running back's not a premium position. They took two running backs when they have all these holes. Now, looking at it, it's like, all right, good thing we have another running back that we could kind of focus on in training camp.
So I'm going to tell you the following, and this is not me trying to talk myself into something that ain't going to work out. I'm very concerned for this offense. You need your running backs if you're going to run 12 personnel. You need guys that can lay the foundation of your offense to put together drives, to hold on to the football, to at least get three every single drive, and to try to squeeze a defense and let the other team make mistakes. This is a huge hit to this offense. And I think people are understanding this, and I think people are understanding that this isn't going to be, I don't think that this is going to be some short thing with Quinshon Judkins. I think that he's probably lost the season here. So if
you don't
I
don't think
have
he's going to be suspended this season. You're just saying it's a lost year.
I mean, as far as what I'm reading right now and anything else, I mean, they say they have pictures. Who knows? I have no idea. I'm telling you, I'm not getting a good feeling. So I can't say he's going to be suspended for the season, for crying out loud, but I'm expecting not to have him, and it's a lost year. As concerned as I am about the offense, and I'm not trying to sugarcoat anything when I say this, the only positive I can say is that it feels to me that with running backs, you seem to get a hit rate a little higher in later rounds than you do with other positions. It's the only thing I can point out.
Yeah.
It feels that way, that there's guys that are taken third through seventh round even, that something they weren't utilized as much in college, something they saw that was unlocked in the NFL, and they end up being a really good, solid back for you. But that is a hope. That is not an expectation. So I'm putting a lot on Dylan Sampson that he might not be capable of. Like, I'm going to have to put a lot more on Jerome Ford that I didn't want him to do. I thought that this was, with these three guys, you might be in a better spot than people thought, because you would be putting Jerome Ford in a position where he'd be back in a third down back. And now I got to ask more of him. And when you ask more of Jerome Ford, it hasn't gone the way that people have wanted it to go. I don't think it's for lack of trying. I just don't think he's that guy. You know, Nick was that guy when he was in his element, when he was in his prime. Other guys, yes, you can move on and be that guy. Quinshon Judkins was supposed to be that guy, and he took himself out of it. And I don't know what they're going to do afterwards. So the only thing that I can try to make myself feel better with is that, well, and when it comes to running backs, there's a little bit of a better hit rate. It feels like, I'm sure there's maybe, hopefully there's numbers to back me up on that. It just feels like there's a little higher of a hit rate when it comes to running backs than it does other positions when it goes to round second through
and yet,
seven.
Over the last few days, we've had people in our mentions, I'm sure you've seen these too, Ken, saying they were dumb. They should have taken Jenty. They should have taken him at five. And I'm like, five?
That's an overreaction.
He ends up going six, so
he's a good player. I mean, let's not get crazy.
I don't know. Do you have a personal philosophy on taking running backs that high?
I don't want to rule it out just because I don't want any rules to stop me from taking talent. I just felt like there were other things that you could have done, and those things they did, I agreed with then and I agreed with now. I agree with getting a second first round pick for next year, letting Travis Hunter go to Jacksonville, and going and getting a guy like Mason Graham.
And I'll admit,
I agree with that, and I will be on the record for that, and I'll wear it if I'm wrong.
I know Saquon went very early, and now it's worked out for him. Granted, second team, but definitely he is a worthwhile upper echelon, top of the heap first round pick. I mean, Jenty's like 5'7".
Jenty's a good player.
He is good. He was good. Electric in college. Man, taking that guy fifth overall. So, just my personal philosophy, there's no way I could do that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you.
No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.